everybody. Welcome to the show. You know where you are. Expert Talk with me. Yep, Tego. And today we've got a sweet treat. Fun, amazing, and kind of tasty. And you go, okay, Tego, where are you going with this? Look, today we've got Lauren Lolly Anderson here. And yeah, like me, I'm sure you've got lollipop playing in your head, but we're not talking about lollipops today. We're talking about cookies. Yeah, my favorite subject. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is brought to you in part by PodNation TV, the podcast to broadcast network. Expert Talk is produced and distributed by Melrose 11 LLC. Lights, cameras, take action with Melrose 11. Our special guest this week is Lauren Anderson from Lolly's Home Kitchen.
Hey, Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. I mean, you're like the queen of cookies, and we're going to get into that later and how you ended up doing that and all that. And they're so cute too. I'm sure we're putting up a couple of pictures of them. Yum. But first, I said Lauren Lolly Anderson when I introduced you earlier. Where did Lolly come from? I mean, it's cute, but it has nothing to do with cookies.
Well, it has a little bit about to do with that song you were talking about and a little bit to do with my hair and my family growing up. So it was my nickname growing up. My dad nicknamed me Lollipop. I've got dark hair and it used to be really short. And that name just kind of stuck growing up, and it kind of turned into my creative identity. You know, it just kind of was my creative identity. And then, you know, I'm married now and my name has changed and most people call me Lauren now, but all of my cookie friends now call me Lolly because I have taken that, and that's now my cookie creative name. So it comes from way back. I think I was about 5 years old when my dad named me that.
That is such a cool name and such a cool nickname. We're not going to get into the nicknames I had when I was 5 years old. It's nothing anybody's going to ever know on film. I'm just saying it. But I mean, the ironic thing is for your dad to name you Lolly, you know, for a nickname, and you end up in a sweet treat kind of a cooking business.
Right.
That he was setting the pace. He knew already this is where you were going.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, he already knew.
So how did you get into cooking? I mean, have you always wanted to do this? Has this been a hobby of yours?
Oh gosh, it found me. Cookies found me. So my I am kind of a creative person, and it, funny enough, I got into graphic design in college, and I remember we did some website design and mock-ups and things. And I remember designing a candy store, and it was like going to be called like Lollipop Shop. And it did have to do with, you know, lollipops and candy. But I have a background in graphic design, but about almost 6 years ago, we found out that my youngest son had some heart defects. And this was before he was born. And so we kind of didn't know what we were in for. He was born, he had his first open heart surgery. He had another open heart surgery. And after that one, we were in the hospital a lot, and we did not know if he was ever going to make it home for good. Mm-hmm. So I became his main caregiver. I was his nurse mom. We were in and out of the hospital all the time. He had this breathing mask that they finally gave him because his heart and lungs go hand in hand, and his he had crashed after the second open heart surgery, and like we were just trying to make sure he could breathe. So he had this breathing mask. It operates kind of like a CPAP machine. A lot of people are familiar with that, but it does kind of in and out breathing. And so I was monitoring that all day long. I had two older kids too, older than my Micah, and caregiver fatigue is real.
Yes.
It is real. And I was starting to experience it and I didn't know it. But luckily my mom, who taught me everything that I know about baking and cooking, she could see that. She's I'm one of eight kids. So she's very well versed in the momming thing and knowing what her kids needed. She could tell I needed something. So she introduced me to these cookies that you could airbrush. And she showed me and I'm like, wait, what? It was the coolest thing. And I got obsessed with it and I learned everything that I could possibly learn about it. And then one day I was like, wait a second, I could try this. So it was right in the middle of trying to take care of my son. You know, our lives were just turned upside down. We were on this roller coaster. We were in the middle of it. And it's like, you just have these blinders on. You kind of don't know what's going on out in the world. But I was trying to survive, right? So my mom introduced me to these cookies and I started doing it. And it just started to fill this void that I didn't even know was there. And at the time, I think I had started playing around. It was like a Halloween cookies. And then I remember it turned the next year and I was doing Valentine's cookies and people would come out of the woodwork and wanted to buy them from me. I'm like, oh my, this is just something fun. Like, you guys want to buy them? Okay. Like, here, I'll do a sale on decorated cookies and you all can have them. So it was really fun for me. It became my therapy. I took over half the house with cookie supplies. The kitchen was all cookies and my poor family who had to put up with that. And I remember one day my husband said, he's like, honey, it just seems like you're trying to escape. Like, you're doing cookies so much. I'm like, darn right, I'm trying to escape. Like, this whole life right now is miserable. Like, you absolutely right, I'm trying to escape. So anyway, like, that's what got me into it. And I was doing lots of cookies and selling them to people for their events and all of that. And then I started teaching classes, in-person classes. That's kind of the way that the cookie industry was going.
Teaching them to design cookies. You were teaching them how to design.
Well, I was teaching them how to put the icing on the cookie and how to decorate.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's really fun design. I mean, you can see
okay.
That are shown or.
We'll show some pictures. And before we get in there, you guys know how I do. We got to talk for a second. Hold on, back up. Because I got to ask, you know, I've got three grandsons and three daughters. And before we get any further, how's the baby? Is he okay? Is he good now?
He's doing wonderful now. He still has some upkeep with his respiratory. We just had a cardiology appointment and we're clear for another year. So he's doing really, really well now.
So now, what about the other kids? Are the kids coming in with their aprons on and helping with cookies?
They love to help. So Mike, my youngest, he's my taste tester. So he's my little cookie stealer. Honestly.
I love it. I love it.
Mom, can I have a cookie? Nobody got to wait, but I just need this one. So, and then my oldest, she's incredibly creative as well. She helps me design my cookies. I mean, she loves to put on her apron and help me with the icing. And then my middle son, he's like, he always tells me, Mom, I don't like the cooked dough. I like the regular dough. Like, he likes to help me roll out the cookies and cut them on the tray.
Okay.
So I've got help. I've got help all along the way. Yeah.
Now we're going to get into, you know, what your business is and how you're helping people and all of that. But I've got to ask you, you know, you said you started this as your therapy. This became your therapy to be able to do that. How is it feeling now? Is it feeling like a business or are you still kind of escaping and it's still your therapy?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of building over the last year. So it's definitely the business, but I find that I am still, it takes a little more to work in the therapy part, you know? But when I'm creating new stuff and when I'm in the kitchen doing cookies, like, that's still the therapy part for me.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. So if I want to learn how to like make cookies the way you do it, do you actually teach people like me how to do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even virtually? Because I mean, where are you in the world right now?
We're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I've been there before.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Porn palace.
Yeah. That's we just moved from the Chicago area.
That's home for me too. That's awesome.
So yeah. So that's where I am, but no, I teach online. So I can teach anybody and everybody how to decorate cookies like a pro. In fact, my husband, who had never baked a cookie in his life, did it and was successful. So
I know there are moms at home that are watching this and they're going, man, you know, especially with COVID. Man, it would be great to be able to build a business and be able to work from home and do something that I love to do, like baking cookies, and turn it into a successful business to help my family and be in a better financial position. So I know they're watching it going, can you really make a successful business out of a hobby? Mm-hmm. Something that you did for love, you know, is it true? Can you?
Right. Can you? My answer is yes. Like, absolutely you can. And there are some tricks that, you know, that you want to pay attention to when you're building the business to support your hobby, not just to support your hobby, but, you know, to make a living off of that. Cause you do have to find the time to do the parts that you love. But if you're building a business, there's satisfaction in that piece of it too, because there's a bigger purpose involved, you know?
But you, when did you know it should go from a hobby to a business? Did it just happen? Because I've had businesses that just were born on their own. Yeah. Or did you go, yeah, I'm going to make this a business?
A little bit of both. So I'd gotten to the point where I was doing so many cookie orders, right? I had people ordering cookies, was delivering this physical product of a cookie. And I'm like, man, there's only so many hours in a day. Even if I get somebody to package cookies, somebody to even to help me like bake them. I was getting help just to bake some of the cookies because it's time consuming, and there's a ceiling there. So I would branch out into in-person classes. But then right after I started in-person classes is when COVID hit. I was like, well, shoot, like I can't do the in-person classes now. So I'm like, well, I got to move it online. And that's what opened the floodgates to the whole business of cookies that I now run, was because I couldn't do in-person. I shut down regular orders because of COVID, and I'm like, well, what can I do? What can I share with people about cookies that I can actually do now? And that was teaching them online how to do that. So.
And you've done more than just teach them online. And when we come back, we'll really, really get into it, because we're going to go into a break. But you and I know each other because we're both a part of a little group called Two Comma. And they've heard me say, you guys have heard me talk about it before. It's called Two Comma because there's two commas in $1 million. Click, click. And you get this wonderful plaque that says, I have crossed two commas with a single funnel. We'll talk about that later. And your hobby, your love of cookies, you actually crossed that threshold of two comma in a business.
In a cookie business.
See, it can be done. I'm telling you, it can be done. So, okay, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about exactly what you do with this business, what kind of trainings you offer, how you cross that two comma threshold, which applause to you. Okay. All right, everybody, sit right there. We'll be right back.
Our special guest this week is Lauren Anderson from Lolly's Home Kitchen.
Okay, so I started the show calling our guest, you know, Lauren. But now that I know all this stuff about her, and I know why they call her Lolly, we're going to call her Lolly from now on. So, Lolly, tell me all about how you decided to go from making all these cookies, and you're right, you only have so much time in a single day to bake, you know, so many cookies, to deciding to teach others how to make cookies. What made you decide to do that shift?
So it was a little bit that kind of happened, and then there was another piece of it that I intentionally and purposefully decided to build. So when COVID hit, I had just started to try and teach in-person classes, and I had to shut all that down. And I thought, well, no, like, I know I need to do this. So I got to figure out how to do it online. And that's when my husband and I, Preston, had been in the Two Comma Club group for a while. And we decided to take all of that knowledge and put it into this cookie business, to be able to not just offer people like, here, let me teach you how to do cookies, but like a real purpose with it. Because what cookies had done for me is it gave me an outlet. It like breathed life back into me. Mm-hmm. And I knew that if it could do that for me, that it could do that for so many other people and so many other moms, stressed out moms, medical moms. I mean, so many other people that needed something like that too. And they just didn't know, right? Like, I didn't know I needed that. So it was right. I think when COVID was starting and I was like, okay, this is do or die. Like, I know I need to do this. I know that there's people that I can help. Cause like at that point it wasn't about, I want to build a giant cookie business. I knew and kind of had received like personal inspiration that like, I knew that I could help people. Mm-hmm. And like that I was called to do that. And so I'm like, well, I got to figure out the way to do it. So, all right, let's take everything that we know about marketing and about online digital marketing and all of that and pump it into this business. And I built a course called Cookie Camp. And through that have brought thousands of people into our cookie community, and they are thriving. They are finding ways to use cookies to serve other people, to fill their own cup, and to just to be able to live life and love it, you know?
So wait, Cookie Camp, which is so cute, by the way. It is so cute. But Cookie Camp, is this a camp for people that want to be able to make cookies at home and just, you know, just make cute cookies? Or are you actually teaching them how to be, you know, build a business out of making cookies?
No, so the business side is different. Actually, I'm just about to launch our beta version of our business course, which will teach people how to run a profitable home bakery business. But Cookie Camp will teach you how to decorate beautiful cookies from the very start, like how to mix up the right dough, what thickness. There's some tricks of the trade involved in getting them just perfect so that the icing lays flat. And then I show you how to mix the icing right. We use royal icing, which is not the kind you put on cakes. You put buttercream on cakes. We use royal icing in this, and show you how to line it, how to get the colors right, how to make them look like professional cookies.
So we've had the web address going by, but let me have you say it because we're also just audio and like iHeart and places like that.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening, where do they find it?
They're going to go to lollyscookiecamp.com. So that's where they'll find it.
Lollyscookiecamps.com. And then if they go there and they get started, is it a beginner course? Like what if they've never baked anything before?
That's okay. Yeah. Even if you've never baked anything before, I walk you step by step how to do it, how to bake and how to mix the icing and all of it. So, yeah.
So I'm sure somebody's going, well, I heard her say in the beginning of the interview that she was into graphics and she's creative and all that. And I'm not into graphics. I'm not creative like that. So if they haven't been to school for graphic design or that's they never did a website in their lives, can they still create these cookies?
Yes, you absolutely can. I've done all of the hard work for you. So you don't have to know graphic design. You don't even have to be a creative person. If you know how to connect lines and dots, and if you have even an inkling of love for baking and doing something like that, then you can do it. I mentioned too earlier, my husband, he deals with numbers. We're completely opposite. And he had never, honestly, I didn't even know this. We've been married for 10 years. I didn't even know until he ran through Cookie Camp himself. He's like, honey, I've never baked a cookie in my life. And I did it. Like I made him go through Cookie Camp. I'm like, I want to see this. I want to see what you can do. So somebody who-
How cute was the cookie?
They were adorable. Cute? Oh, they were adorable. And they tasted good. Yeah. Let me tell you, he can do it. If he can do it, anybody can do it.
So is this something you can do with your kids? Like if somebody is at home and they're a stay-at-home mom and they're like, I need something that I can do with my kids other than, you know, play video games or whatever, especially during COVID. Is this something they can do with their kids or do you have to be, you know, very mechanical and you know,
no,
as
you can
an adult step by step?
No, you can definitely do it with your kids. They'll probably need a little bit of help baking them up, but once you get the icing done, let them go at it. They'll have some fun. You'll have some flour and icing to clean up afterwards, but that's it.
So inside the cookie camp, is this all a recorded course and they can come in at any time, or do they have to start on a certain day?
Nope, it's all pre-recorded. So they can access it at any time, wherever they're at, as long as they have a Wi-Fi signal. But all the materials are there for as long as you want them.
And do you have like a community of other cookie, of other Lolly fans?
Yeah, with Cookie Camp, you get access to our Rockstar Cookier Society Facebook group. And so, you can get your questions answered, connect with other cookiers, other people who are starting their cookie journey too.
And I know I heard you say a little bit ago that you're working on the business side to be able to show people, how to start their business. And right now we're in early April, I believe your interview is going to come out towards the mid or end of April. But if somebody is watching this in June or July, they can just kind of go to the cookie camp and find their way to the business side so they know where to find you.
If you go to lollieshomekitchen.com, that's our main website. You can find all of our other products and things there too. We have recipes, we have other classes. You can access cookie camp there as well. The new business side of things will be fully available come fall, hopefully a little earlier, but that's about when we'll be rolling that out.
That's pretty neat. And I know people are looking, I'm looking at the sign behind you and you've got your Lolly apron on and we're showing a picture of that. Yeah. So if somebody wanted their Lolly t-shirt or they wanted their Lolly hat, is that possible?
We're working on that. We are working on that. I've got, we're working on getting apparel and aprons and everything as well. So.
Yeah. Cause I want one and I'm probably going to end up going to sign up for the camp. I really want to do it because I'm looking at your cookies going, they're so cute. And see, I have, what do they call them? A foodie. I have a foodie in my house. Okay. So we spend quite a bit of time watching the Food Network.
Yes.
And all these words I don't understand. And I just go, does that mean it's good or not good? I don't understand all that. I can cook. I'm nowhere near a chef. So the idea of being able to do this for fun, I can't wait to do this with my grandsons. I mean, I think this will be an awesome thing. So I think I'm about to be a camp member because I really want to do this.
Come and join us. And that's what it's meant to be. It's meant to be something that's fun, that's an outlet that really can help you, deal with the ups and downs of life and be happy. So I hope that's what cookies does for me. So I hope we can.
Yeah, I'm happy just thinking about it. And when I saw the pictures, I was like, wow, those are really like cool looking. So are you still taking orders from businesses and filling orders? Or are you mainly focused on the community?
We're mainly focused on the community right now, but I do have plans to open up orders locally sometime later this year. Cause I love that part of it too. I love, creating new designs and cookies for other people's events. And I want to get back into that too.
And once COVID's over, will you hit stages and come out and do some live stuff?
Oh, I'd love to. Are you kidding?
Awesome. Yeah. Maybe we need to bring you out to Vegas and bring you into our studio in the fall or next spring and do some stuff. And you can embarrass the heck out of me while I try to learn how to do this stuff with you. But I just think it'll be awesome and amazing. I love stuff that's fun, not so corporate that you just, it's a job, especially when you're an entrepreneur. You want to do what you love, what your passion is.
Yep, exactly.
This is awesome. Well, I want to thank you for coming and hanging out with me for a few minutes. I know that you've got 16 things going on and you could have been doing, and you took out time for us. And I think you're the best, Lolly. You're the sweetest cookie maker on the planet.
Thank you so much. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else right now.
That's awesome. Hey, everybody, you know how we do. This is Expert Talk. I bring experts, authorities, in this case, a cookie authority, onto the show to kind of trailblaze in front of you and show you, you can do it. You really, really can. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you'll come back for the next one. And as always, I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.